I asked Bhakti Chaitanya Swami to look at the schedule that we had made, and he liked everything that we had except for one thing. That in our schedule, it showed visiting Gopeshwar Mahadev in the morning. Because in the evening, Gopeshwar Mahadev is dressed in his gopi vesh with nice gopi crown and very, very different. We've been mentioning that there were original deities that were installed by Vajranab during his reign as king in Mathura, and that included Braj. We indicated that he installed four deities for protection, one of them being Govindaji and Dauji, and we'll also see Haridev. But he also installed four deities of Lord Shiva. Somebody just lost something to a monkey. Maybe it was their bead bag. He wanted to chant japa. I recommend if you have anything lying around that's loose that might be inviting, put it somewhere. Because he just jumped down from the tree and grabbed something and ran back up the tree. Not so much they'll hurt you, but they want something that you may have. Who knows what that might be? My glasses. So Gopeshwar Mahadev was one of the deities of Lord Shiva that he installed 5,000 years ago. We'll also see Chakaleshwara Mahadev, where Sanatan Goswami went to chant japa. That was his bhajan, one of his primary bhajan kutirs. It's where he left his body, by the side of Manasi Ganga at Govardhan Hill, right next to the Chakaleshwara Mahadev temple. If time permits, we'll go there. But at least, I'll mention this, that by the side of Manasi Ganga, during certain season, it breeds mosquitoes. So while Sanatan Goswami was chanting japa, during mosquito season, it became too many mosquitoes. So he decided to leave the place and find another place to chant japa peacefully. So that very same day when that thought came into his mind, Lord Shiva appeared before him in a form of a small boy and said, "Please don't go. I'll make sure that no mosquitoes come ever again. I promise. I'll keep all the mosquitoes away." He said, "Okay, I'll see. In a day's time, if there's no mosquitoes, I'll remain." So all the mosquitoes went away. The Ishwara of mosquitoes. Could use an Ishwara of the monkeys around here. And I don't know if it's true, but it's said that until this very day, no mosquitoes go in that Chakaleshwara Mahadev area. They aren't present. So our Lord Shiva is very powerful. And particularly his role in this Vangshivat area, because this is the tree under which Krishna stood and played upon his Vangsi. Historically, it's thousands of years old. And Krishna played upon his flute beneath the Vangshivat and called the gopis to come and enjoy with him in rasa dance. and this is in the autumn season. There's another place by Govardhan Hill where Krishna performed Rasa dance regularly in the spring season. So it has different seasons for Rasa dance, and different favorite places for Rasa dance during those different seasons. So this is the autumn season place. And if you remember, the Imli Tal and Shringarvat Leela are connected to Krishna's looking for Radha, or Radha looking for Krishna, and Krishna, if they're finding one another over there, where we were. This whole area is our Rasa Stali, place of Krishna's Rasa dance. Krishna wasn't restricted to these places. He could perform Rasa dance wherever he likes, but these were especially favored by him. And so, around the sides, walls, the depiction of Krishna in between the gopis performing Rasa dance. And over in this corner over here, you'll see one gopi who is Lord Shiva. The description given is that Lord Shiva was very much attracted to participate in Krishna's Rasa dance. So he came to the Rasa Stali, and Lalita and Vishakha stopped him. You cannot enter in a male form. You have to have female form, sorry. But they provided a solution. There's a particular sarovar, and Lord Shiva were to bathe in that particular sarovar, he would emerge with a gopi form. And so that's what happened. Lord Shiva entered into the sarovar, came out as a gopi, and Lalita and Vishakha brought her forward to join the Rasa dance, and Krishna was very happy. Krishna greeted Lord Shiva in the form of a gopi, and he gave her a name, Gopeshwara. And the service given was to guard the Rasa dance, like our guards are guarding for the monkeys, from unqualified persons to sit in the assembly of Vaishnavas. Hear Krishna Katha, because they'll steal something, and they're not interested in hearing anything. So, band of thieves. So, Gopeshwara Mahadev stood at the outside of the Rasa dance, and Krishna gave this benediction to Lord Shiva as Gopeshwara, that no one can enter into the Rasa dance without your permission. And that's the reason why before coming to Vanshivat, we stopped at Gopeshwara Mahadev, and that should be our prayer. Very similar to at Radhakund, there's Kundeshwara Mahadev. And same idea, when coming in from the bus stand area, one of the first temples one comes to is Kundeshwara Mahadev. And as we saw, circumambulating around Gopeshwara Mahadev, there are Vaishnavas that are chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, wearing Vaishnav Tilak. They're not worshippers of Lord Shiva in the sense of a non-Vaishnava worshipping Lord Shiva for some benediction of a material nature. The Vaishnavas in Vrindavan and the Vaishnavas in Sridham Mayapur also, Vridha Shiv, just like at the birthplace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, immediately behind the place of Lord Chaitanya's birth is a little mandir where there are two Shivalingas. Vridha Shiv and Dhameshwara Shiv. They're protecting and also giving entrance into the Holy Dham. So as devotees, that's what our interest is, in whoever will help us gain transcendental entrance into the holy Dham. And Lord Shiva has that assignment. So we approach him in the mood of, as a Vaishnav, helping a lesser Vaishnav enter into confidential matters of Krishna. So we'll find this in a surprising degree in Vrindavan, where there are temples of Lord Shiva. This is Krishna, the land of Krishna. So, in an ordinary sense, it would not. Why would somebody who is a worshipper of Lord Shiva want to come to the land of Krishna and worship Krishna? They would want to go to a place where Lord Shiva is worshipped and worship Lord Shiva in that place. So there's support or resonance with the mood. And the answer I've just explained, the worship of Lord Shiva, primarily, that it goes on in Vrindavan, is for that purpose, for getting his Vaishnava blessings. During Kartik time, Vrindavan is invaded, or inundated is a better word, inundated with people of all descriptions. Bona fide, not bona fide, and homogenized. But there are Rudra Sampradaya followers that are ardent followers of worshippers of Krishna that come to Vrindavan. And the Kumara Sampradaya, they have huge gatherings, huge. We saw one time when we came through Ter Kadamba, because their campground was just by Nandagram. And, you know, thousands and thousands and thousands worshipping Krishna. So this is our interest as Vaishnavas, to respect, just as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was traveling through South India, he visited many Shiva temples. And when he, before entering Jagannath Puri, he entered Bhubaneswar. When we conducted one of our yatras going to Puri, our first visit was to Bhubaneswar, and with the same mood, praying for the mercy of Lord Shiva to make our pilgrimage successful for entering into the land of Purushottam Kshetra Krishna, Lord Jagannath. This is a very nice place just to come and chant, have kirtan, chant japa, and enter more deeply into the mood of what pastimes Krishna performed in this transcendental place, Vang Shivai. So that the wall makes it very conducive and, you know, keep sounds to some degree, keep sounds out and people out and secluded. It's meditative place, conducive for meditation upon Krishna's pastimes. So I think we'll do that. Spend a little more time just having kirtan. And then chant japa.